Of all things that are in heaven, and all things that are on earth, none is worthier of searching from the moment of our birth. None is worthier of labor, none more worthy of our choice than the beauty found in wisdom, in the sweetness of its voice. If this wisdom was a person, I would do whatever it took to somehow attract attention so it takes another look. For the passion of its beauty would bring tears to human eyes, and the softness of its features soothes the soul like summer skies. I would court it and would woo it, and somehow I'd make it mine. I would strive to make it happy, so its smile will always shine with glorious radiance, warming everything in me, as my frozen soul is melted, from its prison is set free. For it's wisdom that has taken us from darkness into light, and it's wisdom that protects us from the terrors of the night. Wisdom always guided Moses and his people, now in change, until all their children entered to the land that God ordained. And in Israel's darkest hour, it was wisdom that prevailed, as it led them to its promise and its plan for them unveiled. It was wisdom that led David from the fields where sheep he kept to be king over his people and God's blessings to accept. It was wisdom that gave Solomon his fame and great renown, gave him peace throughout his kingdom, and secured his glorious crown. It was wisdom that led Makedah, the great queen of the south, to travel far to hear great words from Solomon's own mouth. But those who flee from wisdom do so to their own demise, their present and their future destroyed before their eyes. For lack of wisdom toppled from heaven's lofty heights, even angels in God's kingdom, to the darkest of the nights. For wisdom's the beginning, and wisdom is the end of things we do not understand, and all we comprehend. For wisdom gives prosperity, and wisdom gives success, and everyone who wisdom seeks it seems that God does bless. And wisdom does bestow good health on all who seek its face, on all who love and cherish it, with favors it does grace. For wisdom teaches how things work, what fails and what succeeds, what steps to take to reach our goals and meet our wants and needs. So where to find this blessing, this wisdom that we seek? Is it defined in books we read, or words that wise ones speak? Do we search for it in dark woods or in the ocean's deep? Is it defined in schools renowned or on the hillsides deep? You start your search where it was born, among the stars so bright. You seek it from the one who owns its power and its might. For fear and love of our God will start you on your way. That is where all of wisdom starts. Start there without delay. And after that, go seek it from wherever it may be, among the secrets of the earth and in the deep blue sea. Go study life and how it works, and wisdom you will gain. But start it all with fear of God, and all else you'll obtain.